This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The saddle is warm again as we move into another hour of conversation. Back in the saddle again on the DJV program. You ever heard that song before, Kara? Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You know that song? I'm back in the saddle again.
I don't recognize it, but it's beautiful.
A friend is a friend.
It is lovely, isn't it?
Lovely, isn't it? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is out today. Let's focus on what we can do to make things better. Your attention, please, while Jennifer puts her energy into the big story of the hour.
Well, the big story of the hour is the fallout from Taylor Swift. Don't know if you heard about this, but Taylor Swift this week on Instagram announced that she's supporting Tennessee's Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen. Now, this has caused not only a backlash from people in the pop culture world who maybe are more on the conservative side of the aisle and hoped Taylor Swift shared their feelings. This is the first time she's really gotten political and talked about her political leanings, and she came out in full support of the Democrats. One of the other things that happened after this proclamation from Taylor Swift is that there was a spike in voter registrations, both in Tennessee and nationwide, where Bredesen faces a close race against Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. They're fighting it out for Bob Corker's seat in Tennessee. He's retiring. According to Vote.org, Taylor Swift's post to her 112 million Instagram followers seems to have helped bring out young voters. A majority of new registrations since Sunday have been from people between the ages of 18 and 29, according to the group, and that's about 64,000 out of the 105,000 total new registrations nationwide since Sunday are in this age group. So this, I think we discount the power of social media. I know we understand that it creates trends.
What about the power of somebody like this, a celebrity?
That's what I mean. When somebody has the power of 112 million Instagram followers, well, that obviously resonates, and their personality is important to their followers. Their brand is important because that's a huge number. When you think about calling to action and getting 64,000 out of 105,000 new voter registrations nationwide from the particular age group that Taylor Swift appeals to, somebody better try to snap her up for campaign endorsements. Otherwise you'd be kind of an idiot.
So what does that do to the base? She's been considered a country star, hasn't she, most of her career?
Not so much anymore.
No. I would say not for the majority of
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because that would be if the countries and the country singers and stars and fans are right, aren't they?
She definitely was. Well, I think you can say that some are probably more likely to find people on the right in country music than you are in the pop business. But I think for so long she really did a good job of staying out of politics. Like we always lament, Doug.
Well, I think
it's always
you
like, just if you can, if you're a performer, stay out of politics. Well, here she used it. It was powerful. It's a tool. And there are actual real results. And maybe that's because she hasn't been so outspoken. Maybe it's because she's not one of the ones who are trying to tell you every 5 minutes. Minutes what they think about something.
Yeah, and I would say as much as, you know, we can say there was a backlash, I think there was also a large group of people who maybe are not huge fans of her, but then became more supportive of her after she said that. So it's kind of, there is a response on both sides. And I think, you know, whether you agree with her politics that she's come out and said or not, I think it's amazing that she's getting people to register to vote. Now, I think it's weird that people are waiting until a celebrity says something to go and register to vote, because you should do that on your own because everything impacts you. But I don't know. I think it's good when people use
the
platform.
Yeah, it is a sign of the times. Well, see, you get more people voting. I mean, the difference which way you vote, more people voting, better for the country. But visualize, if you can, that number. Would you say 112 million followers she has on Instagram and Facebook and some of the other social media? Wow, that's huge. Huge, as they say.
It's huge.
Other names in the news, the owner of the Los Angeles Chargers, Alex Spanos, has passed away. He was 95. What about the ownership now of the Chargers in Los Angeles? This is a big development for
him. The family owns it, so I think they're doing okay.
No big deal. How much has it changed?
John and AG.
Since it left San Diego. What about
the Chargers have been struggling to find an audience. The Rams are doing really well as far as getting people to come to the games, and even though it's at the old kind of crumbling Coliseum, people still come out. San Diego, it's not tracking as well, and I think it's because the people in San Diego who liked the Chargers are so ticked that they left San Diego that they're not following them up the hour up the road it would take to get them to go to a game. So they're leaving them behind, and L.A., I think, right now is just very focused on the Rams. So I hope that they get their footing once the new stadium is built, but they have been struggling. They haven't been able to fill their stadium that they're using in the City of Industry, which is pretty small compared to other football stadiums around the country.
But they'll be part of the new stadium when it's complete. I wonder, because there's such a huge commercial construction company, are they building, the Spanos company's building, this is his company, are they building, are they the ones responsible for putting up the new stadium? Nobody asked that, is that?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think Stan Kroenke's contracted with whoever is doing it. He's the owner of the Rams.
Okay.
So I don't know how much they have to do with it, other than they'll probably be renting that space from Stan.
Next name in the news is Timothy Lohman. You remember him? Timothy Lohman. L-O-E-H-M-A-N-N, an Ohio police person. Actually, former Cleveland, Ohio police person, shot and killed Tamir Rice 4 years ago. Remember that? Doesn't seem like 4 years ago. My God.
That name seems familiar.
Four years ago.
Yeah.
He shot and killed him. He was 12 years old. The neighbor called the police on somebody who was pointing a gun at people. The dispatcher said, because the caller said the gun was probably fake, and the person holding it was probably a juvenile. And if you look at the surveillance camera, which caught the shooting on video, became one of the best-known examples of police brutality in the country. Despite the surveillance video and widespread protesting, he wasn't charged. He was fired, and now has been hired by another police department. The Cleveland people let him go. But it's very interesting. I know Ohio well. I'm trying to find out what police department he's been hired by, and I can't find it. So anyway, maybe they don't want to.
That's probably right.
Yeah, they
probably
don't want
that. The thing that drives me crazy is Cleveland was the second police department that he was at. He started at another department in Ohio, and then he was let go of there because apparently he couldn't follow simple directions and showed a dangerous loss of composure during firearms training.
Oh. He's a bad cop, should not ever be.
Yeah, and that's what I don't get, is you don't have to be a police officer. There's so many other careers out there that you could have that don't involve holding a gun. And so if you don't have composure in that situation, then you should just get another job.
Yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. Coming up, what's up with the Clintons? Next, here on the DJV program.
Clear your calendars, because the best time to discover your best hair is here. The Gorgeous Hair Event is back at Ulta Beauty. It's 3 weeks of daily beauty steals of up to 50% off the most loved brands like Redken, Living Proof, and Drybar. Check out deep conditioning masks for a frizz-free fall, flat irons for silky locks that never stop, and color boosters to keep you vibrant all season. But hurry in. The event ends October 20th, only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details. We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you.
They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 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 yes. So, people on the edge of their seat wanting to know what the story is, Jennifer, with Bill and Hillary. What do they used to call them? Billary?
Billary.
Billary, Billary Doc. Okay, so here's the answer to the question. The suspense is over. Bill and Hillary are going on the road together. They are going to do a 13-14 city joint public speaking tour around our country entitled An Evening with the Clintons.
With Billary.
Isn't that nice? It starts
Can
off.
Imagine how upset Bill is. He's like, oh, man, I thought I had kicked her.
They start November 18th in Las Vegas. Well, they charge six figures for their independent.
Yeah. But these tickets for this event, they're not cheap either. They're well over $100. It's like going to see a concert.
Average. They're starting in the Park Theater where Gaga is going to have a residency. 5,200 seats there. Tickets are $100 to $200. They're coming here to Boston, the Opera House, same thing. Actually, the highest ticket in Boston is $745.
Jeez.
So they're on the road again. On the road again. Didn't I sing that to you before and you weren't impressed, I think?
Right. I always love your singing.
So what happens, let's say Michelle Obama and Barack Obama go on the road. What would people pay the same amount of dough to see them?
It's interesting. I was thinking about that, too. Like, who would be the bigger draw? Yeah. There's something about Bill Clinton, I think. I mean, not for me. Believe me, I would not see. Yep. You'd have to pay me to go to both of those events. But I just feel like he has this chemistry. I guess Obama does, too. And as far as first ladies go, I think Michelle is more likable than Hillary.
Yes.
I think Hillary loses of the foursome. Yeah. But I'd imagine, I don't know, people still really love Bill, and they show up to see him. So.
Yeah, it depends what the age group is. I think people age don't care about Bill Clinton. And they don't, because
really?
What they, well, I mean, he was in office. He was president when I was born. And so when we were growing up, all we really knew about him was not his charisma, but Monica Lewinsky. And so I think people my age probably like Hillary more because they know more about Hillary or they were around when she was running for office. And then out of all of them, I think I would definitely pay more or would rather go and see Michelle and Barack.
So the Clintons, between the two of them on the lecture circuit, in the last 15 years, they pulled in $154 million speaking fees.
Amazing.
God love
She says Kavanaugh's sex allegations are much different than Bill's.
Americana, right. Of course they are. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is me.
This hour of our DJV program, music very important to all of us, so you may be interested to know about the new album that covers a lot of the sounds from The Greatest Showman. After the runaway success of this soundtrack, the first album was out in 2018, sold a million copies in the U.S., seventh album in Billboard history to spend 39 consecutive weeks in the top 10. Atlantic Records, Jennifer, something special in the works to commemorate the movie. Let's see, next month, Atlantic releasing a star-studded tribute album entitled Greatest Showman Reimaged. Covers of Greatest Showman numbers from a wide variety of artists. Let's see, I didn't realize that this was that big, that the soundtrack was that big. But some of the new versions, let's see, Panic at the Disco, The Greatest Show, Pink does A Million Dreams, Willow Sage Heart does A Million Dreams also, Years and Years, and Jess Glynn doing Come Alive. So is this Kelly Clarkson did Never Enough in this album? Sarah Bareilles, Tightrope. Zac Brown Band does From Now On. Pentatonix, The Greatest Show. I'd like to hear a little snippet of that. Do we have that?
Cool. They haven't released any of the new songs yet, but yeah, I would love to hear Pentatonix doing that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I mean, I watched this movie on a plane, and so I was kind of going in and out of sleep during it. I liked it, but I didn't think
movie.
That it was, like, that amazing. So it's kind of funny
either.
That they've got all these big artists to do covers.
I didn't think it was that. I thought the show, it did better than expectations. It had great word of mouth, remember? And Chucker was telling us how Hugh Jackman, another side of him, he's a very talented actor, I think. And this worked well for him and the other people that were in the movie because it lasted for as long as it did. It just stayed and stayed and stayed. People realizing what a great, entertaining, it was a great movie, frankly. All right, so something to look forward to. If you're a fan of it, it doesn't make any difference to me, but maybe it will to a lot of you, so that's what's important. Greatest American Showman covers album coming out on November the 16th. All right, let's see what else is going on in the world of music. Gaga, a musical day wouldn't be complete without something from Gaga. She and Harry Styles have made their mark as fashion icons in the music industry. And now they're joining Anna Wintour and Serena Williams as co-chairs of the Met Gala for next year. The theme is Camp Notes on Fashion, inspired by Susan Sontag's essay from 1964, where she tackles the idea of camp as ostentatious, as defined by the Oxford English Dictionary, by rejecting the strict label and regarding it as more sensibility or love of the unnatural, of artifacts and the exaggeration, the art of exaggeration. I would say Gaga represents that pretty well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
The art of exaggeration.
Need dress, anyone?
Yeah, right. So the costumes this year are likely to focus on extravagance at the Met Gala, taking place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York, on the 6th of May next year. We're already talking. Yay, it's springtime already! Hooray!
I just bought my tickets for New Kids on the Block for May.
Did you really?
I did.
Good for you.
Wow, it's almost my birthday then.
You should come.
They'll go fast.
You know what, though? Right? I think this will be more fun. I think this is more appropriate. Sometimes the Met Gala gets kind of odd, you know, their whole, like, religious theme last year, and even though I think the Vatican backed it, it's kind of funny. So at least camp, you know, everyone can just wear crazy outfits and have fun with it instead of trying to stick with a stupid theme.
Fun, fun, fun while your daddy takes the T-Bird away. I wonder if they'd ever invite the Beach Boys to this thing. What do you think?
Never know.
Not
never
sure they're,
say never.
Not sure they're really fashion icons, but who knows?
In a way, they sort of were in their time. 28 after the hour, speaking of time, here on today's DJV show.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 2 people are dead as a result of Hurricane Michael, which is now headed past the Florida Panhandle and is now moving over Georgia. Michael first making landfall over the Panhandle yesterday as a powerful Category 4 with winds of 155 miles an hour, one of the strongest storms to ever slam into the United States. President Trump on the road at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, saying,
"We're going to follow it right in. We have massive amounts of water and food, and we have the electric companies, thousands and thousands of electrical workers. They're going to follow it as it leaves. We're going to follow right behind."
The 3 main Wall Street indices all losing at least 3% yesterday, with the Dow down over 800 points. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin calls it somewhat of a correction. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 34 after the hour here on the job that's not for everybody, but it is for Jennifer Horn and for me, Doug Steffen, Kara Schilling also on the job, if you will. And thanks to listener Ted Kralovic of Glenville, New York, K-R-A-L-O-V-I-C. I listened to you when you were on KABC. And I used to live in Albany and listened to you at WPTR. How about that? Likes the program, remembers the good times when I was with the. I've been thinking a lot about some of the old jobs that I've had over the years, the fun people and places that I've been. I enjoy it, though, more all the time. I really do like being on the air. I'm celebrating the 30th anniversary this week of this program. So I'm a little nostalgic. You'll pardon me if from time to time I waft off into that. Meanwhile, let's get back to focusing on eliminating truth decay here in the world that we live in. Miss America in the focus, Jennifer. More drama there. Miss America organization stripped at least four states of their licenses, threatened over a dozen more with probation, but they're not saying why. There's a report out that the organization is purging rebellious states and the officials in those states who want the pageant's current leadership to get lost. So Georgia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and one other state to be named later have lost their licenses, won't be able to participate. So what good is it? You're not going to have, really, Miss America if you don't have all the states involved, right?
Right.
What's the controversy here? Gretchen Carlson, she was involved in this for a while, wasn't she? She was a former Miss America.
Yeah, she's they ruined everything. Remember, she took away the bathing suit competition?
Oh.
She won the Miss America, and then she went back and worked for the organization. I think she's out now again. I don't think she's there anymore.
No. So should we be done with just Miss Universe?
You always liked her, though.
I do. I like Gretchen Carlson. I do. I like her a lot, actually. I think she's got lots of spunk. But in this circumstance, I wonder about whether this has the time come for this stuff to go away. Who pays attention to these things? Most everybody mocks them, makes fun of them. Right? Why have them anymore?
I don't know who really watches them anymore. I laugh and say that she ruined them when she took away the bikini contest. But how in the world can you have a beauty pageant in the day of Me Too? I mean, it just it seems like just gone away. Now, I used to love watching beauty pageants, and I didn't think they were negative. I thought they were actually empowering to women who were beautiful and smart and were talented and can go out there and perform. So I don't look at them as negatives. I don't feel sorry for people who win beauty pageants. I actually think it's pretty cool. But I think it's still really hard to explain just in the time and place we are in culture right now.
Yes. The culture does not support this sort of thing, frankly. So a kind of a waste of time and a waste of attention. There's a couple of comparing and contrasting items that I wanted to share with all of you. The Trump administration no longer approving visas for unmarried same-sex domestic partners of foreign diplomats. This is really into the weeds. Shall I repeat that?
Please.
Administration no longer approving visas for unmarried same-sex domestic partners.
Yeah, but you're getting fooled. You're getting totally fooled here. In fact, if you really listened to me, Stefan, you would have heard me say a couple of weeks ago that this, because this story came out a couple of weeks ago. I know it's not quite on top of the breaking news pile. If you read down to about the seventh paragraph, it will also tell you that the Trump administration doesn't provide these visas to married to unmarried heterosexual couples either. So what this is saying is, if you're married, and by the way, it allows for gay marriage. So if you're married and you're gay, they'll give you a visa. If you're married and they're straight, you're straight, they'll give you a visa. But if you are unmarried, your spouse doesn't get to come along and get a free ride with the visa. And that's whether you're hetero or homosexual. So what is misleading here, and when we talk about the fake news media, this is one of those headlines that makes people go, oh my gosh, there's that Trump. He hates the gays.
Right.
And it is exactly so ridiculous, because if you actually read the whole thing, and I'm not calling you out here, you'll find that this is nothing.
I looked at that. I forgot the story, and I looked at the headline. I thought, wow.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Only because it went so deeply into the weeds, the first sentence said it all. That's why I kind of said, what kind of a confusing policy is this, and why do we have this policy, I guess would have been my question. But you just straightened it out as usual.
Well,
congratulations, Jennifer Horn. Thanks.
That's why I make the big bucks.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's then, as long as we're sort of in this area for a little bit, the folks in England... Actually, if you live in Wales, this affects you as well. You now have the option of entering into a civil partnership instead of a marriage, according to the Prime Minister. So what does that mean? It means any couple living together in those countries, i.e. England and Wales, can choose to have their relationship legally recognized without being married. It's kind of progressive, don't you think? Only same-sex couples could be granted a civil partnership. But any couple now living together comes as the UK Supreme Court faced a case brought forth by an unmarried couple. They argued the current law was discriminatory, probably, toward heterosexual couples. The court agreed, left it up to the Parliament to decide. Those in favor of the change say civil partnerships allow people who object to the idea of marriage to have the same legal and financial protections. I think that's a swell idea. Do we have that protection? I don't even know if we have that protection here in our country. I think that we have now, don't we? Civil partnerships. I'm not sure we do. Seems to me there's a controversy that happened here locally in Massachusetts. A couple living together, one of them died, and the other one wanted or thought.
Yeah, I think it's a state thing. I think it goes state by state, doesn't it?
But why not allow it? Is the question. What difference does it make? Marriage is a governmental tryst.
I agree
on
with you,
reality.
But I think you should have to stipulate who that person is for you, because I know a lot of people who live together with someone who might be just a roommate, and if they die and kick the bucket, and that roommate comes out and says, "Well, I've lived with this person for 8 years,
I deserve
and,
this
so
or
I should
that.
Get
yeah.
everything."
Yeah,
I mean, I think we all get to have a person. I don't know if that person is your partner or a friend or a family member, but I think we all should be able to designate that person regardless of marital status.
Yep. Yes, I agree. So they have that in the UK. Maybe they're ahead of the curve.
Right. I just wouldn't make it automatic. Because, you know, that poor schlub that's renting your bedroom, you don't want him to off you in your sleep and take everything. God.
No.
Problem.
Not a good idea. So I see that I'm looking at some of the budgets. You know me, I'm a nutcase on budgets and spending money and how crazy we've gotten in spending. A lot of money being spent on immigration crackdown. But apparently, according to some numbers that have been released this week, the number of people who are supposed to be deported, like 3 million is what the promised number was, is only about 10% of that, yet we're spending a lot of money. The budget has many holes in it thanks to all the efforts. Is it worth the effort is the question, Jennifer. Is it worth the time and the effort and the money that we're spending to crack down on illegal immigration or getting rid of the people who are here, no matter what it costs?
Well, it's not about no matter what it costs. I mean, obviously, you have to do a comparison. But I live in a state where immigration is out of control, and it has killed this state. This state in California is the richest and the poorest state all at the same time in the country. And that is not only because it's not all immigration's fault. That's really left-leaning, progressive, if you will, whatever we want to call it, policy that has kind of taken the path of socialism and has provided the end to the middle class in California, or at least the destruction of the middle class in California. But what took us down that path is that nothing was functioning. You had schools that were overrun. You had hospitals that were overrun. You had taxpayer money going in to pay for stuff, and it just wasn't enough because the amount of people using it were not being covered by the taxpayers in the state. So when you see how it has affected California and education, we're 47th in the nation when it comes to schools in California. It's a combination of not having the resources to pay for the onslaught of people. It's also the people who are coming here and putting their kids in school are not learning English as their first language, as their second language, and that puts the kids at a really bad, it starts them at a slow pace. It puts them at a disadvantage. So when you see not only the social but the economic dangers of having immigration that's out of control, I say yes, ultimately it is worse because the problems in California are going to seep, are already starting to seep to other states in the union, in the country. So
I'm looking at the debt. I cover this about once a month, sometimes maybe more frequently if I see new info. The federal debt last month, or through last month, fiscal 2018, this is the last, October, it starts October 1st. So this is the total federal debt last year increased by $1,271,158,167,126.72.
You know, this is one thing where I get absolutely crazy as a Republican, and having the Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate and having Trump in the White House. The thing that drives me nuts is that no one, with the exception, I think, of Paul Ryan, has the backbone to actually tackle cutting the debt. The only person that you hear, other than Trump sometimes on the campaign trail, is Paul Ryan talking about cutting entitlements, because it's not pretty. People aren't going to like it. But at some point, we're going to have to do this, because the bulk of the money that we're spending is on entitlement programs. It's not on the military. It's not on all of these other areas that keep the country running. It's on people getting money from the government. That's so many numbers.
It's asinine. It's craziness. It's what it is suicidal. Suicidal. And nobody pays any attention. The economy is great. Bunk 'em.
Mm-mm. Well, the economy is great, but you know what'll make it the country healthier and give us long longevity is using this great economy to say, okay, now we need to cut back a little bit. It's how people get wealthy. If you are individually trying to, if you make a little money from the stock market, you don't just go out and spend it. No, you cut back a little more and you spend a little, invest a little more, and then all of a sudden you're doing really well. But it might hurt in the interim.
All right. Food for thought here, 46 and change after the hour on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's our auto expert, Warren Eckstein. What do you get from a guy who drives a Suburban, though? You're not going to get too much info on cars from him. All right. Warren is here as the host of the Pet Show and a great friend to this program, great friend to your pet. I brought my dog Daisy May to the chiropractor and the acupuncturist yesterday because she'd been there when I first got her and she could barely walk, and they were amazed at how she has progressed. And it was because of a steady diet of a lot of chondroitin, a lot of hugs and kisses, which is Warren's vitamin and mineral supplement package. It's a lot of exercise. It's all kinds of things. And now she's so mobile and she's so... I can hardly wait for you to meet her. I think you're going to love her. She's not Charlotte. She's a whole different thing, but she's just a loving little thing. See,
but don't forget the love you put in there, Doug. You know, the healing and the acupuncture, that's all great stuff, and I'm a big fan of it. But sometimes just knowing that you're cared for and knowing that you're loved is probably the best resolution for a lot of physical ailments.
Yeah, that could be it, yeah. All right, so now let's focus on some current problems people are having. A lot of us focus on the cell phones and the iPhones, and I don't bring mine. I have them. I have one of each. I have two different cell phone numbers because I have one of each of those tools, but I don't take them with me in lots of circumstances. Now, there apparently is a focus on cell phones and what they do, how they may harm your pet. So this is from the Danger, Danger Warren Eckstein Department, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, first, let me go back to the automotive expert, okay? Some new cars are coming out with some great pet advantage. For example, new car, Land Rover came out with a car that has a hose in the back to wash off your dog, a vacuum cleaner to vacuum up hair.
Yes.
A ramp that slides out the back to slip. So, I know a little bit about cars, too. Anyway, here's the bottom line. I did this story on my show last week, and it was so important I wanted to talk to people more about it. Dogs are really getting depressed when their guardians overuse smartphones. I see this all the time. They take their dog for a walk. They pay no attention to the dog. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is the study suggests that because of this, our dogs are becoming more anxious and actually can suffer from depression due to their owner's overuse of the smartphones. And here's
really?
Why. Dogs are incredibly amazing when it comes to picking up subtle cues from the guardians or people they live with. And if you're not paying attention to them, and you can tell this as a dog person, they will react accordingly. They read our facial expressions. So if we are on our phone and acting disinterested, they're looking for attention. It's basically ignoring your dog. So I say this all the time, and it's critical. When you take your dog for a walk, maybe it's 10, 15 minutes, 2-3 times a day, why can't we just put our cell phones away, focus on the dog, have a conversation with them when we're strolling down the street, rather than phone. Plus the fact, think of this. How many dogs and cats get confused? There's nobody in the house. Doug's home by himself. He's talking on his cell phone. Who do you think your dog thinks you're talking to? There's nobody else in the house.
Yeah, talking to them.
They think so, and so that's why when people are on the phone, they always say, Warren, my dog or cat is bothering me. Want to get on the phone? Of course he is. There's nobody in the house. Nobody's around. You're talking. Of course the dog or cat thinks you're talking to him. So put the cell phones away. Enjoy the short time that you have taking your dog for a walk, and the cell phone should not, and you want to carry it for an emergency. But really, I see this all the time. So many dogs that are out for walks, or even dogs that are home, they're loved. Yeah, they're loved, but they're just not receiving the stimulation and the relationship that would make them feel so much better. And that's just spending some private time with your dog away from your phone. Just put it away.
Charlotte, we had walks in Los Angeles in California when we were there, but we didn't have them on the farm because that farm where I lived at the time, way off the road, she'd go out and do her daily patrol and then come back to the house on her own. Daisy's not quite that sure of things, and I'm closer to the road in this house, so I concerned myself with her. Letting her just go loose because she went out into the road once and it scared her and it scared me. So one of the things that I do is take her out twice a day for about 20, 25 minutes, half hour. She does her poops and pees. But when we're walking in the path out in the woods, she keeps turning around to look. She might run ahead of me, but she turns around to look to make sure that I'm there and paying attention to her. I think that's what it is.
Well,
anyway, am I right?
Because they work in groups. And so, in other words, you're the first person that probably ever showed Daisy any kind of love.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she's always, whenever she's feeling a little insecure, she's away from the house, she's in the woods, she's at a different location, picking up different smells. Of course, she's going to look back at Doug for that confidence building, that support, knowing that the person that saved her, believe me, she knows you saved her, the person that saved her is with her, making her feel more confident.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweet little girl. But, man, she has had it. I take the fly swatter to get flies. Man, she runs for cover. Somebody must have whacked her with that. All right, Warren Eckstein.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.